You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Going through 22 years of hardship. So we see the way he's handling the matter, he's trying to appease his brothers. So he tells them, don't worry. Ki lemichya shalachani elokim. What does lemichya mean?
Sustenance.
Chazak Baruch. So what's the root? Michya. So he cut it in half. What do you get? So lemichya, if you cut it in half, you have lamed mem. And then chaya. So if you add lamed and mem, how many you get?
80.
One more time.
70.
So how many people came to Mitzrayim?
70.
So how Sifte Kohen explains, when he told them, Lemichya shalachani Hashem, so he meant, I'm here to sustain my family that are 70 nefashot. Isn't something?
No,
Yud-Kay.
Opa?
Yud-Kay. כן. יא עוד מעט. זה למחיה של החני, so he meant that actually what you did, you provided me that to be able to sustain you. So actually you did a good thing. So now here, there's an interesting thing that the message that he sends to his Abba, to Yaakov Avinu Shalom, what does he tell him? Samani Elokim, La'adon lechol Mitzrayim. So what does that mean? So what kind of message he sent to his Abba? Samani Elokim. So he appointed me as a ruler. So what is that consider for yourself? That he was Anab or the other way around? No? So how could he say such a thing? So he's telling his Abba, don't worry, I'm the greatest. I'm ruling over the whole world. I'm providing food for everybody. So why are you worrying about? Did I say, Yosef Anav? Huh?
Yes.
Yes?
That means I provide everything for you, whatever you want. That's egoistic because you're like, Abba, I'm the king. I'm providing. I'm doing this.
No? It sounds like, right? So actually, Chas v'Shalom, Yosef HaSadiq was trying to tell his Abba as... It's known, every ummah, every nation, every country has his special appointed angel. So now he knew that Yaakov Avinu Shalom, in no condition will come to Mitzrayim, I will be provided by the angel of Mitzrayim. So now what is he telling his Abba? He's telling his Abba that I took over the angel of the Mitzrayim. Samani Elokim La'adon Lechol Mitzrayim. So that means the angel of the Mitzrayim is retired. So now I'm taking over. So now you should not be worried about to come to Mitzrayim and thinking that you are being provided by another pure source. So that's what he was trying to tell his Abba. So now, in the Navi, we see in Shemuel Bet that when Tamech of Shalom went into very terrible circumstances with Avshalom. So what was the end of Avshalom?
His head was killed.
Okay? Right, but the whole story that he went against his father, the Melech Shalom, so in the end, when unfortunately Avshalom was out of the picture, so the Navi brings that the Melech Shalom prayed for Avshalom 7 times. So he says, Avshalom Beni, Beni Avshalom, 7 times he mentions his name. Why he mentioned 7 times his name?
So he can get him out of
the because there are 7 layers. So he was trying to get him out of the punishment. So now here, very interesting thing that is asked. When he said, Avshalom Beni, was that a Kaddish? Was it a Kaddish? So how could it be that by saying Avshalom Beni seven times, then he's exempt from punishment? How could it be such a thing? You understand? That's what exactly happened. When he mentioned his name seven times, then he was exempt from the punishment. So now, how was he able to do this? Huh? Understand, but what's the power of mentioning Avshalom Beni, Avshalom Beni? How could it, just mentioning his son's name, then he would be exempt from punishment?
Who is it?
Avshalom? Yeah. That's his son. David HaMelech Avshalom's son.
And background was from Menasheh or Ephraim?
Avshalom? No. So now here, actually, what he did, he spoke good about Avshalom. What does it mean? That he was melitzov. He put a good word for Avshalom, that's his son. What does that mean? So the question is, when Avshalom went against his Abba, was this his freedom of choice, or from Shamayim, they designated to go against his Abba? Machloket here. When Avshalom went against his Abba, was it the decree from Shamayim or was his freedom of choice? Freedom of choice? So if he was freedom of choice, he would not be able to save him from the punishment of the...
But in the Torah said you have to respect your father, so it couldn't be from Shamayim.
Yeah, that's a good question. So the point here is that Gemara Brachot brings that he thought, the Melech Shalom, that because of the sin that he committed, so now he said maybe from outsider they will give him a hard time. So then when he realized that his punishment from his own house was very happy, and that was Avshalom. So that means Avshalom was designated to go against his Abba because of purification and kapara for what he committed. So now here, the Melech Avshalom knew it's not Avshalom's fault. It's a decree from Shomayim. So that's why he said, Avshalom Beni, Avshalom Beni, Avshalom Beni. So that means he spoke good about his son, that I know is not your freedom of choice. Now, back to Yosef HaSadiq. Yosef HaSadiq knew that when brothers, they went against him, was it their freedom of choice or from Shomayim?
From Shomayim.
Oh, now you know the answer. Ah, so that means Ribono Sholam, as we say, which means more is it? Hafach Libam Lisno et Ammo.
So if it was from Shomayim,
which means more?
44.
Hafach Libam Lisno et Ammo. What is he talking about? Hafach Libam Lisno et Ammo. He turned their heart to hate his people. Who's he talking about? The Misrim that they hated us in Misraim. So that means it was not the freedom of choice. It's one of hey, 105. So hafach libam lisnoit amo. So Midrash says that Ribono Sholam caused that the brother to go against Yosef HaSadiq. Why? Because the whole procedure that had to be taken because of the covenant of Bein HaBetarim had to come about. Unless they had to pull Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim with
chains.
So now here Yosef HaSadiq says, I know it's not your fault. I know it's not your fault. Ribono Shel Olam put in your heart to go against me. So of course I'm going to sustain you. Ki lemichya shelachani Hashem. As I go, oh, beautiful. So about that, usually we speak on Thursday morning. So now that here is a beautiful thing that sometimes people feel, oh, he's doing this to me. You know how terrible person it is. And it's not true. Hafach libam misad, because there's a task. And then you see people, Sadiq people, when they go against you. So that means they're trying to benefit you. And that's what exactly we should always have in mind.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.